Hello and welcome to the Radio King blog. When you create an online radio station, you obviously want it to attract an audience and be listened to. For this to happen, you need to offer your listeners something that they won't find elsewhere. In other words, your radio station needs to stand out. There are many different ways to do this, some of which you might not have thought of. So, let's take a look at them together. Let's start by talking about clear positioning. For your radio station to be of interest to potential listeners, it needs to have an original angle. Many radio stations distinguish themselves by a musical identity, a mindset, or a specific geographical area, for example. By focusing on a particular theme, you'll naturally be addressing people who are likely to be interested in your radio. So yes, this may restrict the range of potential listeners, but it makes it much easier to retain your audience, and it also helps form the basis of your radio's identity. For this originality to be noticeable even before the radio is listened to, it should be reflected in elements such as the name of the radio and its visual identity. Obviously, the name of your radio station should reflect its identity. You can use a word that is linked to your positioning. So, for example, Woodstock is a word that is immediately associated with the spirit of the 1960s. The name should be short, appealing, and readable. The visual identity should also reflect the style codes associated with your theme. A good visual identity, so colours, fonts, and icons, will give a positive image of your radio even before it's listened to. The name and visual identity of your radio station are in most cases the first elements that will connect it to potential listeners, even before sound itself. It will be a shame to start off on the wrong foot. Now let's talk about having a distinctive audio identity. While it's important to stand out visually, it's also essential to have your own identity in terms of sound. Your music programming obviously plays a role in this. It can be a great way of differentiating your station from others, whether it's by offering musical discoveries, a particular style, or musical from a geographical area or period. However, contrary to what you might think, this isn't necessarily the most important thing. In fact, the music selection will be important if your radio station is aimed at music lovers, which may not be the case for your radio station at all. That doesn't mean you can't have a sound identity. In addition to the music, a radio station's identity is also formed by its jingles. These are short audio snippets that are placed between your content and often include the name of your radio. They reflect the spirit of your radio station and regularly remind your listeners that they're in your home. This way, if they like what they hear, they'll quickly associate it with the name of your radio and will be more inclined to come back for more. Be sure to create jingles that include audio elements related to your theme, whether it be musical instruments or sound effects. Don't hesitate to take a look at our article that explains how to create your own jingle. Moving on now to regular hosts. If your radio station doesn't focus entirely on music, it's probably because your programs play an essential role in your concept. In this case, your radio station has an important asset that no other station has. You! If an audience can become attached to a musical program or to values, it can also become loyal to your radio station thanks to your personality, and other regular hosts that may appear on your station, of course. You yourself may be attached to certain creators more for their personality than for their actual work. The key to becoming a leading personality on your radio station is first and foremost, just to be there. Talk to your listeners via recorded programs, go live on air regularly, put forward your values and principles, without overdoing it, of course, and just be yourself. This advice is also valid for all the other presenters on your radio station if you're lucky enough to have more than just yourself. The key words to remember are regularity, spontaneity, and passion. Now, let's talk about live events not to be missed. We talked about regularly broadcasting live, so let's dig a little deeper. In addition to being a key success factor, live shows are an institution in the world of radio. They give substance to the time spent listening to your station, as you're no longer just listening to music or a show as you might be on well-known platforms. Going live means putting the human element and interaction back at the heart of programming. They're the heartbeat of your radio station and will allow you to give it another dimension. By multiplying live shows, you'll create a regular meeting point with your community. If they like what you do, they'll come back and won't want to miss any more live shows. Be clear about when the next live event will take place. It's probably best to schedule them at the same time every week or every day if you can. Don't hesitate to take a look at our article, Live Radio, Mistakes Not to Make Live on Air. Time to talk about social media, websites, and mobile apps. Social networks have become more of a requirement than a bonus, and radio is no exception. They're the best way to gather your fans in one place, communicate with them, and make them interact with each other. Good interaction with your listeners is a big plus when it comes to standing out. Depending on the type of audience you have and your content, one network may be more relevant than another. It's better to address your community on the right network than to try to use them all. Don't worry if you find yourself spending more time communicating about your radio than actually doing radio. Social networks tend to contribute to this imbalance, so try and be wary of the energy and time that they take. A good website can also set you apart from other radio stations. You can include interesting information about your station, such as team, routes, values, etc. It's another great opportunity to highlight the identity of your project and provide your listeners with another point of contact. Speaking of contact points, a dedicated mobile app is also a great way to stand out and make it easier to access your radio. So you need an internet connection to listen to online radio, and an app allows anyone to tune into your airwaves anywhere, anytime, with ease. So we're now going to talk about something that can make the difference between an amateur radio and a pro radio. Sound quality. It's super unpleasant as a listener to have to turn up the sound on the track that's at a low volume, and then to have the next one screaming in your ears due to a volume difference. To avoid this, you simply need to normalize your tracks before importing them into your radio manager. You can find everything you need to know in our article, How to Normalize Your Radio's Music with MP3 Gain. It's also important to remember that the compression of your files is crucial. Make sure that you have the best quality files possible before uploading them. Our different radio offers provide different streaming qualities, so make sure that your files match accordingly. Our Start offer broadcasts in 128 kbps. Our Pro offer broadcasts up to 192 kbps. And our Business offer broadcasts up to 320 kbps. So all of these precautions will make for a pleasant and unobstructed listening experience, which will set you apart and make your audience want to come back for more. We hope that you found these tips useful. If you don't have your own radio station yet, why not try a free demo with Radio King? Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time for a new article.